It's the new Hop 107.9 Philly's Out Station for hip-hop and R&B. It's the QDZ show, Philly Support Philly. I've known this guy. I saw this guy play in high school at Cardinal Doherty. You guys don't even... It's Throwback Thursday. Cardinal Doherty is not even in existence anymore. We have Toronto Raptors guard Kyle Lowry here. How you doing, Kyle?
What's up, Q? How are you?
Man, you doing a lot, man. Like, we talked, man. You can see the pictures on Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. Really Euro. you got this Cuttino Mobley thing down packed.
You know what, man? I ain't got it that far, but you know, I gotta make myself look presentable, professional at all times, and you know, you look good, you know, you feel good, you know, you play good, and you know, you get a lot more respect when you look good.
Message, you hear this? This guy's from North Philly. He's looking.
20 Lehigh.
You hear this? He's. You're not afraid to change.
No, you're supposed to change. You're supposed to change. I mean, that's how you're gonna get better in life. You're not gonna advance in life if you stay the same exact way. You know, me personally. I grew from a kid wearing baggy sweatpants, trying to wear a sweatsuit every day, that now I want to wear a suit, I want to wear a tie, you know, I want to wear a button-up, I want to, you know, go Euro, you know, something like you, you know, suit and tie and shirt.
Yeah, I do have, I was on Fox 29.
I got hair though, but, you know.
Well, I mean, I took it off. It was just like, it was, never mind. Kyle, another thing I want to commend you on, you are the owner of Fam Juice.
Yeah.
And Fam Juice came out last year?
Yeah, we came out last June. You know, we're doing well, you know.
I've heard.
The city, you know, I can't thank the city of Philadelphia enough for the support they've been giving us, man. I mean, it's a homegrown juice. It's for Philadelphia. We got to take pride in that, you know, like you. Philly supports, you know, Philly. All I do is talk about QDZ, you know, he was in L.A., and, you know, we kicked it, you know, a few times in L.A., and, you know, I'm always going to support him, and, like, he's always going to support me, you know, Philly supporting Philly.
Got you. Now, you know, turning our focus onto basketball real quick, what do you think about the finals? Game 4 is tonight. Who do you have? Who do you think is going to take the finals, Spurs, Heat?
You know, it's easy to say the Spurs, you know, because they're up 2-1, and they got two more games at home. It's always easier to say that, but I'm still going to take Miami because of the talent they have. I think LeBron, you know, he had a couple off games, and, you know, people always, you know, criticizing him, but everyone has off game. And, you know, he's the most gifted player that we have in the NBA. So you can't really, you know, at any given night, he can go get 20-20-20.
Yeah.
He's that type of guy.
Dude, yo, Kyle, can I tell you, I'm really, like, really blown away at your maturity right now. And I'm not even, the first time I met you, it was, this had to be, you were in Nova. Oh, this 04?
04.
Golly.
04.
So, thank you, Reem. Shout out to Reem. He's actually playing footage in the background.
You know, Fam Juice Reem, you know, Fam Juice Reem.
Philly Reem, he's here. But it was 04?
Yeah, 04.
So just to see how you've matured and grown and you got businesses and you're not one of these people, like, it seems like you've learned from other people's mistakes that have come before you.
I've had a lot of good, you know, people around me. My circle is very small and tight. You know, as everybody who knows me, you know, I don't have a big circle. And I've always, you know, taken advice from all everywhere. You know, I've taken advice from teammates, you know, family members, business owners, you know, my partner, Fam Juice, you know, everybody I've taken advice from. And you can learn advice from, you know, the littlest kid in the street. You know, he might open the door for a young lady, and you'd be like, man, I make sure I remember to open the door for a young lady, and he might be 10 years old. You might take advice from, you know, my grandmother from, you know, the experiences she had. You know, she used to be a smoker, and she smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day, and then she just stopped because she wanted to be healthy.
Wow.
I take advice. I take experiences from everyone. And for me personally, I'm world traveled. I've seen a lot. I've been around a lot. You know, I've come from North Philly, and now I'm not in. You know, I don't see that stuff anymore. I'm in the city, but you know, I live a broader life. I see a lot of better things, and I just want to, you know, better for my family and my son.
One thing I want to ask you, a lot of people may be hearing an interview like, man, that's Kyle. Man, he never give back. I know you do a lot in the community. Can you just tell us or tell the people out there some of the things that you're, you know, doing, you know, on the off season to give back to Philadelphia?
You know, me personally, you know, we refurbish basketball courts all the time. You know, this summer we're doing my first, you know, we're doing a clinic at 25th and Diamonds at Moorlands, you know, a place I played at. You know, we always go back and give to the foundations that we're trying to figure out which ones we're going to go, you know, give to. Probably some type of urban youth organization, because that's what I've come from, the urban. You know, I come from a neighborhood that wasn't so well. So I want to give back. You know, I always got my AAU team, Team Philly. I mean, honestly, we'd probably put 100 kids in division colleges to get full scholarships. And my brother, Lonnie Lowry, has done a fantastic job with that.
Dude, blown away. I'm blown away.
Yeah, I need a job in the summer. You got me?
No, dude, I need a job in the summer. Listen, I'm for real, man. Like, you're such a success story.
I appreciate it, man.
And, like, a lot of people need to know this, man. Like, this dude comes from North Philly, and I'm so proud of you. Like, I didn't even know I met this dude in 04.
Yeah.
College kid. I remember when I saw you play against Sean Singletary.
Still my boy. He's crazy. He's home. We've been working out together the last couple of days.
Okay. I remember you guys played in high school.
Yeah.
But where was that? Up Arcadia?
Arcadia.
I remember y'all played up, and I was like.
We packed the house.
Yeah.
You know? The house.
That was crazy. And just to see where you are today and giving back and still true to your Philly roots, but not afraid to change, I commend you, dude.
Thank you, really. I appreciate it.
And
appreciate it.
If you want to give me $1 million, I'll take that too.
That's cool. I might not give you a million, but I'll give you a dollar, though.
Got you.
I got that.
I appreciate that. Fam juice. It's QDC show. Kyle Lowry. In 6 minutes, my man Randy with the rap and traffic. Keep it locked right here. It's the new Hot 107.9.